Senior EPA officials were in Dillingham last Friday to give an update on the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment. The public meeting is an early stage in the agency's assessment of the watershed and the potential impact of large-scale development on water quality and regional fisheries. KDLG's Maladi Kay has more.
In 2010, 9 tribal governments and other interests petitioned the EPA to take action to protect the Bristol Bay watershed from the adverse impacts of potential large-scale hard rock mining projects like Pebble Mine. 2 other tribal governments asked the agency to wait till a discharge permit was issued for the mine. This February, the EPA announced it would conduct a year-long scientific assessment before determining whether to initiate a 404C process. At the meeting in Dillingham, EPA Western Region Administrator Dennis McLaren said the agency's assessment would most likely consist of a comprehensive scientific literature review focused on the Nooshagak and Quijack River drainages.
What we're doing first is a review of all the studies that are available that are out there. We're also going to be looking at the information that Pebble has done in its assessments, environmental assessments, and then we'll be looking at whether there are gaps in that and then determine if we need to do any more work to fill those gaps.
He said the agency hopes to have compiled all their research and have a draft assessment ready for public comment this fall or winter. Last week's meeting at the Dillingham Elementary School was the last stop in a week's worth of meetings that the agency's regional administrator, top policy advisor, and Wetlands and Water Division director have been doing in Bristol Bay. They visited communities on the Nooshagak River and the Lake and Peninsula communities of Kakanak and New Halen. Though the meetings were not officially a public hearing for the assessment, regional residents and fishermen gave passionate statements against the possible permitting and construction of the mine. 25-year-old Alana Hurley of Clark's Point cautioned EPA officials against the pro-Pebble Mine argument that mining would bring jobs to young people in a region that had little.
There's truth in that we need economic development in this region, but we want to do it in a sustainable way, in a way that isn't going to threaten and devastate our history, who we are, and the future for our children. We want to move this region forward in a way that respects Bristol Bay and what it stands for.
Ralph Anderson is the CEO of the Bristol Bay Native Association. He closed the public statements by calling for the EPA officials to imagine the Bristol Bay residents' position.
As on the next clear night in Washington, D.C., or in Seattle, or wherever you're from, and there's a full moon, take a look at the full moon and look at one of the craters. And look at how pockmarked the moon looks. Look at one of the craters and imagine it to be the Pebble Mine, because that's how big it's going to be.
Under Section 404C of the Clean Water Act, the EPA has veto power over any Army Corps of Engineers or state-permitted use of a disposal site for dredged or fill material. But the agency has only issued 13 final vetoes since the act was made law in 1972. And the Army Corps of Engineers issues an average of 80,000 permits per year. Reporting in Dillingham, this is Maladi Kay.